Silk Bragg. He's getting a lot of reaction. I'm pretty happy with that gloss I just dropped on him. It started off as a humble brag, but there was nothing humble about that by the end. That was a straight brag. Yo, what's up, brah? Silk Bragg here. Yeah, man, I'm not in Huntington. I'm in Del Mar. And I'm not just in Del Mar. I'm at the Del Mar Grand, the Fairmont. And I was by the pool, but they wouldn't let me be there with my cell phone, so now I'm on the golf course. And the reason I'm down here is because of the air show flying too low above my house. You don't know what it's like, brag. Perfect blue skies, perfect blue angels, right above my perfect roof. Man, I got to get the hell up out of here. That's hard, man. And then it got worse when I was told to exit the pool area, and they made me go to the golf course. Lots of reaction to Silk Bragg.
Bruh.
At The Real Left Hook tweets, a substitute teacher, not only a teacher, not even a teacher, a substitute teacher doing a spa day on a Monday. That's intriguing. No, it's not, James. He's a substitute teacher. If what you say is true, maybe he's not working today. Subs don't work full-time. They're substitutes. Hey, listen. What would you do if you were Silk Bragg? If you lived in HB and there was an air show and it sounded like it landed on your roof and you had a free day, wouldn't you go to Del Mar for a spa day? You sure as hell would, James. Don't judge. At Penguin 488, too bad the F-16s aren't drowning out Silk Bra. Inherently, there's nothing wrong with his calls. His calls are really good. It's only when he calls to brag. Starts off as a humble brag and turns into a straight brag. Hence the new gloss, Silk Brag. Yo, Brag, I'm in Del Mar. Where are you at? In a place that's not as good as Del Mar. Dude, you know where I am. You know where I work. It ain't Del Mar. Like, I like where I live a lot. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I like where I work. Not as much, but I like it a lot. Okay, let's not get that twisted. That came out wrong. I love where I work. Except when we have roaches the size of dogs. That happened. Except when the roof leaks. That happens. But this place is amazing, except when the AC breaks, except when the garage door breaks, except when the heater breaks. You see, but I don't bring all that on air. Those are all real things. Except when the internet goes out almost hourly. Except for when there's construction right in front of my garage door and I can't open it and get out. Except when the toilet handle breaks. You know, those little things that Chael used to fix. Anyway, I'm fine with all that. I love this place. I do not want it getting back to my bosses. Like, wait a minute. We built you a state-of-the-art, digitized studio, and you're on air complaining about it. The hell I am. No, I am not. I'm just stating facts. I love it here. I just don't love it as much as where Silk is, because Del Mar rules. And apparently he's having himself a good time and want all of us to know it. And apparently not all of you like it. Dan in Denver tweets, F Silk. Yeah, he didn't take kindly to that humble brag or that straight brag. Silk brag.
Bruh.
This guy writes, I'd rather be Silk Brag than Fred in Buffalo. Has anybody heard from Fred? Since Carl Anderson glossed him Fred. Damn, Hawk, you got a little bounce in your step. Speak of the devil. Here he is. Ed Rick in Buffalo tweets, no worries at all, my good brothers. People get me and fellow Buffalo legend Fred Smurlis mixed up all the time. Must be the flowing locks and the nasty demeanor. And nice job stonewalling Matt in Vans. Numerous requests to be a part of his smack-off call. What an effing loser that guy is. All right, so Adam, get ready to put on your cans. So at last check, the good bros came into studio on Friday. Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. They came in. They had a huge night in Friday night. Their show going off on network TV. Adam, when I last saw you on Friday, you and I were going in separate directions. You were headed to LA. What happened?
I booked it up to Staples Center, which is, 15, 20 miles away, which on Friday takes 90 minutes.
Got up there. Why don't you just tell them exactly what our address is while you're at it, Hawk?
Got up there just in the nick of time. Carl had hooked up parking. It was really cool to roll into VIP parking and then have your name on the list because of Carl Anderson. I never get access like that, so that was pretty sweet.
That's not true. I set you up in Brea.
That is true. Yes, you did make me the most important person in Brea, which was great.
No, that's not true. The most important person in Brea is Dwight Manley. Dwight Manley hooked you up because I found Dwight Manley. He is the most important person in Brea.
True.
Are you going to get any part of your story right?
Yes. So I roll into Staples at 5 o'clock, walk down the ramp where like the Lakers and Clippers would park backstage. Right as I'm going backstage, it's 5 o'clock.
Sound like Kenny Smith, back where the Clippers and Lakers used to play. Go ahead.
Right as I'm walking in, it's 5 o'clock. I got word from Carl that The Rock was going to open the show. So I was kind of bummed because I was like, oh, man, I missed The Rock. This sucks. But I'm still here. That's great.
Did you walk down the red carpet?
I did not. The red carpet was already closed down. But as I'm walking down the ramp out of this giant Winnebago Star Wagon, the door opens. And as I'm bummed about missing The Rock, The Rock walks right out, right by me. Behemoth of a man. I was starstruck. I was like, wow, that's Dwayne Johnson. That's insane. And he's booking it to the ring. He goes and does his thing. So I'm just sitting there waiting, chilling. Dennis Rodman walks by.
Was Melissa Cates with him?
I don't know.
Melissa Cates is my publicist, but more importantly, it is The Rock's publicist.
Nice.
She's brilliant. She's awesome.
I'm sure she was there. I didn't recognize her. I was too starstruck by The Rock. Then Dennis Rodman walked by. I was too scared to talk to him because he's weird, and I didn't know what he would do if I said, what's up?
Wait, come on, man. He's got jungle history. You said it myself. You said it yourself that you saw him on the 30-30 and you saw me voice part of the Open. You've seen he's called this show before and you couldn't roll up on the Worm.
I was too scared. I didn't know what to say to the Worm. But yes, you're right. You are part of the 30 for 30, the Worms documentary on ESPN. It's really awesome. I just didn't know what to say to him, so I was too nervous to say anything. So I just sat down.
I'm Adam Hawk, the EP for Jim Rome Show. What's up, Worm?
I don't think he would have cared. I think he would have told me.
Dude,
to go
nobody
away from
cares
him.
When they meet you, but that hasn't stopped you before. You just do it.
Yeah, I was too nervous with the Worm, believe it or not. So I sat down backstage.
Right, so you're a fanboy for The Rock. You're too nervous to talk to the Worm. What the hell are you even doing up there?
I'm just chilling and catering, watching on the monitor. Carl Anderson comes back. He grabs me and my buddy. He says, hey, come this way.
Where were you when he found you?
We were in catering, the Chick Hearn press room. That's where all the wrestlers and all their friends and all the other celebrities that were there hang out. There was food. There were monitors. It was everything. I just didn't know what the night was going to be because we didn't have tickets to be in the arena. So I was like, hey, we might just be sitting here all night. I said that to my buddy. He goes, it's cool, man. It's crazy in here. Ric Flair was in there. Mario Lopez was in there. So it was just great people watching. And then
Who else was in there?
AJ Styles, Carl's buddy, was in there.
Did you chat him up?
I did. And AJ's awesome. What coolest thing AJ said was, I love working with these guys, but they're the goofballs of the WWE. And that made me, I love that we're friends with the goofballs,
tell me something I didn't already know, AJ.
They're the self-deprecating, wrestlers, which is great. They're awesome. So then Carl came, he grabbed me and my buddy. He walked us backstage right by the tunnel.
Was Carl wearing the same blue suit or was he already in uniform?
They were in uniform. They were ready to go. It was almost their time. So they parked us behind the tunnel. We watched everyone come out. It was so cool. And then these guys up in the 100 level were yelling at us, telling us to move the curtain because they couldn't see. There was a giant curtain hanging down that they couldn't see behind. The crowd was yelling at us, and Carl just turned to him and goes, you can see me, and I'm worth the price of admission, so shut up. And he's just giving it to these wrestling fans. Just a great heel. Awesome guy. They did their thing. We met up afterwards, waited in valet for them to get their cars. I learned something really cool about wrestling. Luke Gallows accidentally punched someone for real in the face that night. And it happens all the time.
No, it's fake, man, right? It never happens.
That's the thing. They hate when people say that, because going through tables and ladders and getting chairs to the back, there's nothing fake about that. Like, the whole thing might be scripted, but there's nothing fake about how physically beat up these guys get. So this guy walks by. His name was Titus. He's a wrestler, and he told Gallows, or Gallows goes, hey, sorry about that tonight. And then Titus goes, I'll get you back tomorrow night, which was San Diego the next night. And I was like, what was that about? He goes, oh, I accidentally punched him in the face tonight during our routine. And he's going to punch me in the face tomorrow night in San Diego.
To make it right.
To make it right. And that's called a receipt. And he goes, in our business, we have things called receipts. You have to give it back, or else you have people that have been punched in the face five times by someone who hasn't been punched in the face once. So if you get punched in the face for real, you're going to get punched in the face the next night. And it's all part of the business, and it's all friendly. And it's like, hey, you hit me, I got to hit you in the face to make it right.
Right. Code.
Code. It was so cool hearing that. And so,
dude, listen, I got to tell you something. Luke Gallows is a giant man. He's a huge dude. He's a huge dude. You do not want to get clocked by him.
He makes Carl look small, and Carl's big. So
Carl's not small.
So, yeah, it was great hanging with them.
You didn't hit the after party.
No, they said, hey, let's go get some Korean barbecue. And I was like, man, I would love to do that. But they were doing it on the other side of town over by LAX.
I get that. And it sounds like an amazing thing that you did. I don't want to give up my man. And I won't give up my man. But let's just say that he sent me a video from the after party.
I bet it was awesome. Because they told me some of the stuff they were going to get into, none of it radio appropriate, and I would have loved to have been there. But there's a time and a place, and when you're married and you're on a hall pass, and that hall pass expires at 9 o'clock, and there's two kids at home, there's something you can't say yes to.
I have the video on my phone. Bro, you definitely did not want to get into that. You would have run out the door if you had seen that. I didn't see exactly what they got into. I just saw the aftermath of what they got into. And that came in pretty late at night.
I love these guys. They're the best. And
they're amazing.
They were about to go out in front of 22,000 people at Staples Center, and all they could talk about was hanging out with you at 10:20 in the morning doing the show. They were like, how much fun was that today? I was like, it was awesome, man. We loved having you guys in. Like, there's all these, you know, fans ready to go nuts for them, and they just wanted to talk about being in the jungle today. It was cool. And then on their way out of the arena, a bunch of fans were lined up for autographs and everything, and they rolled down their window and just started giving the business to the fans. So they're in heel mode all the time. They're there to talk smack to everybody and just make everybody mad.
They're such good dudes, man. They're such good, goofy dudes. And they're just having fun, man. They're living the life and they know it. Good job, Adam. That was definitely your best contribution since you started working here. I'm shocked.
Thank you. Carl trolling me with a small T-shirt on a day where I told everyone I was 207 was pretty great. Look at this thing. Look how small this is. I know this isn't good for the radio audience, but look how small this is.
Hold it up for TV. Let's see. There you go. These guys are the best. I know some athletes that like this show, that listen to this show, and don't at me with, hey, Rome, they're not athletes, they're actors. Now, these guys are athletes. I know athletes that know the show, like the show, listen to the show. Then I know some athletes that want to be on the show. I don't know right now if there's any athlete or coach that likes this show like those two dudes. And I think that Luke didn't know at first, but Luke got dialed in. Luke knows now. Carl knows. He goes way back. Carl went to the tour stop in Cincinnati back in the day. And that goes back numerous years. His mom drove him to that torrential downpour that we did at the Cintas Center, I believe. And his dad listens every day still. His mom, Raina, called the show. And he was blowing me up afterwards saying, man, that was so great. That was so great. And then I got the video of the after party. You got to be in shape to roll like those dudes. And then he hit me the next day from San Diego saying, man, we had to get our brother pump in to get the hate out of us. The brother pump. All right, when we return, did any of you go to that show? Did you check out the fellas after the triumphant return of the jungle doing their thing? Who do you have tonight? Niners-Browns. Really good matchup. Do you love football? Do you live for Monday nights? Where are you going to watch that game tonight? Do you love money? Then get with the program. Get down to Hooters. Catch that game. Play Monday Night Moneyball. Every week, you're just a few questions away from a chance at making some pretty nice bank. You can win cash prizes and free Hooters food and drinks. Easy to play, and it works like making prop picks. So who's going to win? Might be you. Could not get any easier, and it is free to play. You love wings. You love ice-cold beer. Who doesn't love the world-famous Hooters girls? And there is no better place to get your sports fix.
Now you can get in on the action if you've got game. Head to Hooters, watch all the games. Eat, drink, and play for all the marbles with Hooters Monday Night Moneyball. It only happens at your local Hooters and HootersMoneyball.com. Register right now. Then head to Hooters for every game all season long. Once again, go to your local Hooters or go to HootersMoneyball.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You want to come into Hooters every Monday all season long and play Monday Night Moneyball. You are just a few easy questions away from a chance at cash prizes. Hooters freebies. A new chance to win every week. And Hooters girls. To make sure that every game is more fun, play Monday Night Moneyball at HootersMoneyball.com. Walker Buehler. Next segment. All right, so here's a matchup I never thought that I'd be breaking down on a Monday, especially coming off of a college football Saturday and an NFL Sunday. The matchup being the University of Kansas versus Calvin Broadus Jr., a.k.a. Snoop Doggy Dog. I never thought that I'd talk about that. Here we are. Here the bleep we are. Because over the weekend, KU had Snoop in the house as a special guest performer at their annual Late Night in the Fog event. And a major pull by KU. Now, if you don't know what Late Night in the Fog is, allow me to read directly from their website. Quote, Late Night in the Fog is the official kickoff to the basketball season. It's one part scrimmage, one part talent show, and two parts shenanigans, end quote. That's so good. The only thing better than one part shenanigans is two parts shenanigans. I've always said that. You know that. What am I known for? Oh, yeah, Rome. He's that guy who always says one part shenanigans is good, two part shenanigans is better. Yeah, you give me more shenanigans. That's a great word, shenanigan. Give me more shenanigans. The more shenanigans, the better. If I have a choice between one part shenanigans and two parts shenanigans, go ahead and give me 10 parts shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
I'll take my chances. Give me more shenanigans. Apparently, KU is only interested, however, in family-friendly shenanigans. Because even though they booked one of the least family-friendly performers, and you know what you're going to get with Snoop, and Snoop's not changing for you, nor should he. He's Snoop. Even though they booked him, they still had expectations that Snoop would clean it up for the room full of students, faculty, and fans. Like, sell out for them. Spoiler alert, he did not. In addition to the parental advisory language, Snoop also fired a money gun that dispensed bills with his face on it and was surrounded by dancers on stripper poles. And all this took place on the court at Allen Fieldhouse. And KU apparently was not happy. Not happy at all. The athletic director, Jeff Long, said in a statement after the event, quote, we apologize to anyone that was offended by the Snoop Dogg performance at Late Night. We made it clear to the entertainers' managers that we expected a clean version of the show. I take full responsibility for not understanding what acrobatic dancers are in today's entertainment world and offer my personal apology to anyone who was offended. We strive to create a family atmosphere at Kansas, and we fell short of that this evening. End quote. Man, that's some kind of statement. That is some kind of statement. So you mean to tell me that a university or a basketball program being accused by the NCAA of lacking institutional control, lacked institutional control at a, quote, talent show. Wow. First the NCAA, and now the shenanigans. Y'all are losing control. Institutional control. The best part, though, is them inviting Snoop and then expecting Snoop not to be Snoop. The guy smokes weed for a living and has 17 albums out, none of which are clean. Did you guys not Google this beforehand? Or just check to see what the whippersnappers are listening to these days? Did you guys mean to book Will Smith instead?
Help out your mom and dad by getting a job so you can help pay for school supplies. Woohoo! Say ho! Wipe your shoes on the mat when you come in the house. Someone just clean that floor. Woohoo! Say what, what? Ha ha!
Is that what you thought you were getting? The AD also referenced not knowing what, quote, acrobatic dancers were in today's entertainment world. That's in reference to the fully clothed dancers who are using stripper poles during the show. And maybe it's just me, but when you see the production crew wheel out four gigantic stripper poles ahead of that performance, maybe you ask what they're for if you don't already know. But playing dumb afterwards is pretty weak when stripper poles are the biggest and most obvious prop ever. Hey, what are you doing with those stripper poles? What can you do with stripper poles? Is this the part of the act where the firefighters slide down and come in and put out a fire? No, those are fire station poles. Those aren't stripper poles. Are Batman and Robin coming down those poles? No. No, Alfred's not here. You're not in the Batcave. Snoop's coming. Well, to nobody's surprise, anywhere, the students loved the show. Of course, it was Snoop and Lawrence. That's an all-time get. Instead of being stoked about it and taking a victory lap around the office, the KU brass is all worked up that the guy they hired did exactly what everybody knew he was going to do. Be Snoop Dogg. Congratulations, KU. You played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
What did you expect? You hire Snoop, you're going to get Snoop. It's the least surprising thing in the world. Yet they're the only ones who didn't know. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. Are those strippers coming down that stripper pole? Wait, are those strippers working a stripper pole? Yes, it's a stripper pole. All right, then, when we come back, we are efforting Walker Buehler of the LA Dodgers. I've got time for your reaction to any of this. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Call me at 1-800-636-8686. Or just lay out and listen to this sports update. Hosted by... This segment's brought to you by the Ask the Pros and by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. And remember, get guaranteed low prices and the aforementioned excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We are out to Walker Buehler of the LA Dodgers, and that is coming up momentarily. Tampa Bay is up on the Astros 5-1. So they're not going quietly. That does not surprise me that they're not going quietly. So they're up 5-1. And we talked with Tyler Kepner about this earlier. Just having a stacked rotation is not guaranteed a world championship. Others have tried to do it and it hasn't worked. I'm not saying that it won't work with the Astros. It just doesn't guarantee anything. The Dodgers were looking at a 2-1 deficit going to the sixth, and Max Scherzer on the mound tonight with a chance to finish. And then they exploded for seven runs. Most of the damage they did was with two outs and two strikes. And now that series looks really different. No matter what, even if it goes to a game five, they've got that back home. Walker Buehler is going to join me momentarily. We are efforting him. I think in the meantime, that's an opportunity for you. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to San Diego. Dan. Good to have you, Dan. How are you?
Good, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to call. First of all, hey, L.A., you're welcome, man. Enjoy the Chargers. That's just awesome, man. For 20, 30 years, we watched that, and I love nothing better than watching you guys watch the Chargers. Now, you can have them. We don't want them back. But really, the most important thing I want to say is, I went to Helix High School back in the late 80s, graduated in 90. I was a scrub Saturday guy. I think the first take I ever heard from you was about Bo Jackson getting the Heisman and actually not going into football. So it's just an honor, man. You're literally the soundtrack of my adulthood. And so congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Much love and always. By the way, enjoy the Chargers, L.A. Peace out.
Dan, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. That's an old-school, hardcore Charger fan who feels jilted and is bent and is never going to get over it and saying, good, man, this is who they are. This is who they've always been. This is what we had to deal with. You can have them. Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan, and I appreciate what you said about me and this being a soundtrack for your life. Because you're right, I hit that. You graduated right when I got to San Diego. So I don't remember that exact take, but I may have said something like that. It's funny you mentioned the Scrub Saturday show, because I had a thought about the Scrub Saturday show, and I tweeted this the other night, actually. One of the guys who used to routinely come on the Scrub Saturday show was a member of the LA Kings named Tom Laidlaw. And Laidlaw was one of my favorite dudes. And the radio station, 690 at the time, carried the Kings games. So Tom Laidlaw would come on. And he'd come on the Scrub Saturday show. That's how good of a guy he was. He'd come on the Scrub Saturday show. And we had a good friendship. And I got a kick out of him. He went to the Rangers. He won a Stanley Cup. In fact, I saw Boomer Esiason over the weekend. I said, hey, Boomer, you know my guy Tom Laidlaw? He goes, yeah, I know Tom Laidlaw. Because Boomer plays hockey. And so he runs into Laidlaw. So Laidlaw goes to the Rangers, wins a Stanley Cup, and then reinvents himself as a player agent, which I thought was pretty amazing, and a good player agent. And he worked with Mike Barnett, and Mike Barnett repped Wayne Gretzky. And if memory serves, Tom Laidlaw went out on his own and had like this boutique agency and did really well. And then went away for a number of years, a few years. And then I see him kind of come back, and he's on social media, and he's like, he's a 60-year-old guy, 61 now, and he's shredded. And he's kind of got this whole Jocko Goggins thing going, where Laidlaw's up at 3:30 every morning, killing it. And he somehow, I don't know how he did it, because I've traded messages with him, but I haven't talked to him, he parlayed that into an appearance on Survivor, where he is right now, and he's the first Canadian-born contestant. And so my man is 61. Looks like he can lift Madison Square Garden, bench it. And he used to appear routinely on the Scrub Saturday show back in the day. And I love him. And I'm trying to find the right spot. I don't know if he's going to come on this show or do the pod. But he's being very close to the vest. He will not say anything about the show. They're not allowed to. I mean, I don't even bring it up. Not with him. Not with my man Kelly Call either. The president of CBS Entertainment. Yeah, you can go ahead and pick up that name I just dropped. Kelly Call. Pick it up. He is a Madison Badger. And Kelly Call is still the biggest reason why we are now a Badger family.
That and the kid worked pretty hard. Got pretty good grades. Pretty good test scores. The ATP. Jim, not so friendly update from Wisco. Overnight low of 42 degrees in Madison tonight. Winter is coming. Are you ready for your first trip back with crappy weather? Because this is just the beginning. Thanks, Mike in Madison. Hey, Mike, you act like I've never been in cold weather. And we are coming back. It's Parents' Weekend in 2 weeks. I will be back in Madtown the week after next. Or the weekend, actually, next week. Come and think of it. So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready because I can go there and then leave. It's the kid who's stuck there. And remember, we owned a home in Montana for more than a decade. I've been in cold weather. We're fine. We're cool. We're ready. On Wisconsin, yo. And not only that, remember, we bought some real estate at Eagle River. So we're really in this thing. Has anybody seen Walker Buehler? I'm efforting him and I have not found him. I will continue to effort him. 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking at some of the analytics. Some of the analytics, some of the metrics, some of the numbers. Not in Major League Baseball. Not even in the NFL. I'm looking at jungle analytics. Do you know who did really well on the show last week? James Kelly. That big head of his. He's good for numbers. This is why he gambles well, too, man. He's all about the numbers. Flight Deck told me he went 8-0 over the weekend. Against the spread. 8-0. I'll tell you one he was all over, too. The Flight Deck. Colts in KC. He was all over that one. Anyway, looking at some of the metrics, some of the numbers from last week, my man Tony Loughman killed it. And it's not the first time he's done it, either. Loughman, look at me. The jungle loves you. Atta kid. I told you I was proud of you, Loughman. I like seeing that. Keep it up, James Kelly. All right, so 1-800-636-8686. Took a phone call right there from San Diego. Dan's like, hey, L.A., how you like that? How's that taste? That's who they are. That's who they've always been. Sub 500. Yeah, that's not who they've always been. But they are frustrating. The Chargers, man, when they're good, they're really good. And when they're not, they're not. They can be frustrating. Are you sure? Let's go to Sunset Beach. War Lady Clones. Sunset Beach is a good spot. Love it. Not far from here. Susan. Susan, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, Jim. How's your morning going?
My morning's great. Susan, how about you?
I just want to tell you I made you your martini at McKenna's on the Bay. In Long Beach.
Nice. How that? Yeah, I know.
I was there for 10 years, and I didn't get to deliver it to you because it was a Friday night and very busy.
Susan, are you still there or no?
No, I've not been there. I worked at Long Beach Yacht Club after that, so I've just been around the block a few times.
Gotcha. Me too.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on your Hall of Fame induction and the NFL on CBS. You were blowing up on that, James.
Thank you, Susan, very much. It's fun. It's a blast.
You're
and I'll
welcome.
Be back in a couple
and
of weeks.
I just want to say one other thing. Thanks for giving the Seahawks and Russell Wilson all the props that you have. And same with Gardner Minshew the second. To Washington, I'm Lottie Koch. I'm from Washington State. So I just want to give you those. And can you say something? Can I say something about the Huntington Beach explosion Saturday night?
Yes, you can.
I had a friend there, and he made it out, but he said there were people just like burning.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Susan. Thanks so much. I appreciate your kind words. You know, it's like when I'm in New York, I don't want anything bad to happen anywhere, obviously. But when it hits kind of close to home, and Huntington Beach is not that far from where we are, and I spent some time there. Silk Bragg lives there. That aside, when I wake up in New York City and I see the national news and I see a lead story from Huntington Beach, that's really scary, really alarming. You have terrible things in Kansas City. Somebody walks into a bar and shoots up the bar. This world. Anyway, Susan, thank you very much. Sunset Beach is a really good spot. That's a fun spot. Captain Jack's is in Sunset Beach. 1-800-636-8686. We're going to miss on Walker Buehler. I'm not sure what happened to him, but we'll reset that for you. That was set to be a jungle debut. The Dodgers are always tremendous to work with, so I'm sure we'll reset that when we can. I can offer you the next best thing to Walker Buehler. Not Clayton Kershaw. Not Dave Roberts. Not Kenley Jansen. No? Matt in L.A. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Romulus James, thanks for the vine. From Los Angeles to LaGrange. From Carl Anderson Staples Center Green Room to Greenland. You're welcome. The Matt in L.A. montage in conjunction with the media giant that is CBS Sports Net got you hyped up like Chunk at Buckingham Palace feasting on a spread of London broil, taters, and mash. More pumped up than Russell Martin going yard and Gaskando Rodney actually getting through an inning without getting lit up like James Kelly's jack-o'-lantern dome piece. Romeo, you asked if Dodger fans were sweating. Our offense having about as much plate discipline as Ham Gino or Billy Clarkson at second lunch. And I was sweating it until I remembered the Dodgers got that jungle karma in their back pockets like some spoon or Copenhagen. Memo to the playoff field. The Dodgers have awakened. So watch out, because here we are. Here the bleep we are. War, it's Rick Eisenhower taking a lap in his WW2 biplane at the HB Air Show. Unwar, Jeff in Richmond trying to eat the whole damn menu at his local coffee shop. Outro!
Boy, Matt Neller is fired up today. And why not? He saw his Dodgers down 2-1 going to the sixth, with the possibility of facing Max Scherzer to keep their season alive, and then they explode for 7 runs when the Nats started dragging their gas cans to the bump of that gasoline-soaked infield and started flipping lit blue tips all around home plate and tried to burn that house to the ground.
Put me to the ground.
Let's go to the huge call. Come to Hooters every Monday all season long. Play Monday Night Moneyball. You are just a few easy questions away from a chance at cash prizes and Hooters freebies. A new chance to win every single week. Hooters girls, to make every game more fun. Play Monday Night Moneyball at HootersMoneyball.com. It was a tough call. We had a few rack calls, but I got to give it to somebody. Somebody's got
to
win.
From Los Angeles to LaGrange. From Carl Anderson Staples Center Green Room to Greenland. You're welcome. The Matt in L.A. montage in conjunction with the media giant that is CBS Sports Net got you hyped up like Chunk at Buckingham Palace feasting on a spread of London broil, taters, and mash. More pumped up than Russell Martin going yard and Gaskando Rodney actually getting through an inning without getting lit up like James Kelly's jack-o'-lantern dome piece. Romeo, you asked if Dodger fans were sweating. Our offense having about as much plate discipline as Ham Gino or Billy Clarkson at second lunch. And I was sweating it until I remembered the Dodgers got that jungle karma in their back pockets like some spoon or Copenhagen. Memo to the playoff field. The Dodgers have awakened. So watch out, because here we are. Here the bleep we are. War, it's Rick Eisenhower taking a lap in his WW2 biplane at the...
That's when you know what the answer to that question is.
How pissed are you that you had to hear that again back-to-back? All right, this should make you feel better. You know who that guy beat out? He just did beat out this call.
From Los Angeles to LaGrange. From Carl Anderson Staples Center Green Room to Greenland. You're welcome.
Gum clones.
That's when you know what the answer to that question
back-to-back-to-back
is.
Back-to-back-to-back with Matt in L.A. My thanks to Matt in L.A., Tyler Kepner, Jason Locken for us. See you tomorrow. We're out.